Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi, joined by Sam Madison and OJ McDuffie. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. And always a nice chance and an opportunity to go around the country, especially at the 2014 Combine, and check out what the national analysts are saying about not only this draft class, but the Miami Dolphins. And now we get a chance to catch up with Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. Pete, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us today.
Hey, John, how are you?
And Pete, I'm going to start right with the general manager, the new general manager of the Miami Dolphins, Dennis Hickey, and the head coach, Joe Philbin. What is their main focus going into the 2014 offseason?
Well, I think the number one priority is growth by Ryan Tannehill. If your quarterback grows, and I saw some growth last year, but if he continues to grow, then that's the first and foremost number one priority for the Miami Dolphins, is getting him to a level where 30 touchdowns and 10 or 11 interceptions is what he's good for every year. So I think first and foremost, it's Ryan Tannehill's growth.
Pete, I agree. Ryan Tannehill has to be an improved quarterback from year two to year three. But free agency begins 2 weeks from tomorrow on the offensive line. Obviously, one of those positions you have to take a serious look at. And there's some big names out in the NFL. Baltimore's Eugene Monroe, Kansas City's Brandon Albert, St. Louis's Roger Saffold. How do you see the Miami Dolphins approaching the offensive line in free agency?
Well, you got to be careful in free agency because that market's going to get way high. And I think the tackles are going to get overpaid. I think Albert will probably get overpaid. Monroe will get overpaid. So you got to be real careful. I think if you go lower level and mine that area a little bit, you can get two or three starters, or at least guys who can come in and compete. Guards. Saffold has played both guard and tackle. He really played well as a guard. I think he's a better guard option. So I'd be careful of the high top dollar guys and maybe mine the get two or three of the lower level guys.
Well, Pete, let's switch to the defensive side of the football and a name that everyone's talking about in South Florida, and that's cornerback Brent Grimes. There's a couple options with Grimes on the table. You can franchise tag him, or the Miami Dolphins and Brent Grimes can agree to a long-term contract. Where do you think this will lead to in a couple of weeks?
Well, he had a great year. I mean, that was the best free agent signing that they had and one of the better ones in the league. And you thought he had the ability, but he was coming off the Achilles tendon, so you were worried if he'd get healthy again. The thing is, he's only 5'9", and, you know, people want the bigger corners, so you have to be careful there. But if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I find a way, to get him done. It doesn't have to be a mega deal, but get him done and keep him in the fold. There's a lot of cornerbacks on the market that could help them.
Yeah, there might be a lot of guys out there in free agency, but Brent Grimes, very impactful for the way the Miami Dolphins played defense in 2013. And what are you hearing about the current 2014 draft class? You had a chance up in Indianapolis to take a look at the big guys, the smaller guys on the edge, the skill receivers, the quarterbacks. It looks like it's a very deep group.
Well, I think this is one of the deepest drafts we've seen in a long time. I mean, you talk about wide receivers. If you need a wide receiver, and I know the Dolphins don't, but if you do, it's a deep wide receiver class. I think there's a lot of good pass rushers in this class. Offensive tackles, you could have four in the first 15 go in this draft. So I think there's a lot of good positions and a lot of good value positions. I mean, you talk about pass rushers. You have Clowney, you have Mack. I mean, there's some real good pass rushers in this draft as well.
Now, this draft class will have to wait a couple more weeks. Usually the draft is in April. Now it's going to May. Is it just more time for guys like us to talk about the players, or do you think this has any type of impact on the NFL or the players that are waiting to be drafted?
Paralysis by analysis. It's just going to give them a couple more weeks to chop everybody up and dissect them. And you get an initial scouting report on a guy, and then they use the 4 months to chop it to shreds and find holes in everybody. I don't think it's a good thing from the evaluation process. It's a good thing for the league. Why? NFL's in the news in May.
Yeah, Pete, I just think it's more time for us to banter about the class. It's a deep class, so I'm looking forward to the 2014 draft. That's Pete Prisco. Thank you so much, Pete, for taking the time up in Indy to share your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins looking forward to the 2014 season.
You got it.